Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me on this magical today. And today, I thought with all of the transformation and change going on in the world right now, all of the rebirth that is going on within ourselves, and with that rebirth comes the changes of this new earth that we're entering into. And so, although these times may seem challenging and change can be hard and stressful and come with a whole lot of emotions, I thought it was an interesting reminder today to think about the new earth that we are entering into and all of these things that we go through in life, all of the challenges and all of the things that we are able to persevere and overcome. They make us stronger. They make us who we are, and they actually help us to become the change that we want to see in this world. The change that we are bringing into the new earth, the change that is helping to create and solidify the new earth that is already here. And so I thought I would share a little clip by Dolores Cannon today. And this clip is a clip of both her and her daughter, Julia Cannon. This clip can be found on her website, the Dolores Cannon website. And it is called The Dynamics of Global Transformation. It's actually a 2-hour YouTube clip, but I'm only going to play about, I think it's about 13 minutes of it, which I know is a little long, but I couldn't shorten it at all. There's so much good information, so many nuggets when the two of them get together and talk. So take a listen.
Oh, let me tell them that one. Okay. I don't know if you know Annie Kirkwood. Rosemary's Message to the World. We used to do a lot of panels together. And at one of the panels, she said, we're talking about the earth changes and things. She said she was showing a vision of the earth. Then she saw the earth began to pull apart the way a cell does when it starts to divide. And as it began to pull apart, it suddenly broke into two earths. Over here, she heard them saying, we did it, we did it, we did it. And over here, she heard them saying, poor thing, she died believing all that. So see, the one will not even be aware of the other. This goes along with the Bible in the book of Revelation, where they said the new heaven and the new earth, and they're talking about one is taken and one is left, that two people are working side by side and one is taken and one is left, two people are sleeping together. That's in the book of Revelation. That's what it's talking about. All of a sudden, a whole new world is created over here. And when I was, after I did that lecture, this man came up to me and he said, I've got to tell you what happened while you were talking about this in the lecture. He said, now I'm a businessman I don't have things like this happen, but I got to tell you what happened. As you were describing the two Earths separating, all of a sudden, he said the auditorium disappeared, and he was in outer space, and he saw it happening, and he saw the two pulling us apart, and he said it was just like you described. And when he went home on the computer, he made a computer model of one overlapping the other. The one on top was glowing, and he gave me permission to put it in book two, I think it is. He said, just don't tell anybody where you got it from. So it's a very difficult concept to understand. And people come up to me afterwards and they say, well, what about my family? You know, are they going to go or stay or what? Well, everybody has their own choice to make. You come in with your plan, you have your own choice. You can't make a choice for anybody else. They have to do their own choice. All you can do is, you don't know what path they're on. You don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They will decide on their own what it is they're supposed to do. And they said, don't try to change anybody. We're not out here to convert anyone. The ones who are going, you don't need to talk to, because they know they're going. The ones who are so deep in the negativity, they're not going to go anyway, because they can't change their vibration that quickly. They said, it doesn't matter. They'll stay with the old Earth. Eventually, they'll get there. It just won't happen right away. It's the ones in the middle who don't really know what's going on. They're the ones you can drop some crumbs and tell them some of these things. But anyway, yeah, you were talking. We've had discussions about this separating. And okay, go ahead. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Is it on? Push it.
Okay. And I just got some more information when you said that, because you asked a question. Questions are super, 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 super important. And because she has never asked this question right in there, the information never came. So because she did that, you may not have even caught the question. But when she did that, they gave me some more information as to the whole process.
In all of my work with hypnosis, you must ask the correct questions or you don't get the answer. Okay.
So, in what I was shown, and I'm going to ask you to hold that, how this starts, right now these two worlds, these Earths, are sitting, they're like superimposed on each other. Can everybody hear me? Okay.
Okay.
They're superimposed on each other. And so it's difficult to tell them apart right now, because we see them both. And that's where you're going, yeah, but these things are happening here. That must mean I'm here. I'm in that world. Oh, my gosh.
You see it on the news.
You know, that's the reality, right? The reality is which one you choose to focus on, okay? And they showed it to me one time. It was like, well, this something happened. I don't remember what it was, but something happened. And then they said, well, you can look at it this way, or you can look at it this way. Each one is a different world. I'm like, yeah, but this one's over here happening. This is reality. They're like, if that's what you want it to be, if you want it to be your reality, then it's your reality. Or this one is your reality. I'm like, oh, but wait a minute. That's awful simple. But that's how simple it is. It's this. Or it's this, okay? So right now, they're sitting on top of each other. And if you look at them and you can go, yeah, but this, it's on the news. It says it's real. Yeah. Only if you want to make it your real, okay?
Are we involved in the earthquake? Are we involved in the hurricane? It's not happening in our world right now. That's what she means. You hear about it, but it's not ours.
Well, and even if it is happening around you, are you making it your world? Okay, it might be happening around you, but there's a difference with it happening around you and it happening and you making it yours. Okay, exactly. To you, like she said. Okay, so at first they're sitting on top of each other and it's a choice. And it's like, okay, it's like something happens. Okay, I choose to look at it this way or this way. And then each time it does this. Now, do you see what's happening? If anybody can see, it's like you're making a choice. Okay, that's the two worlds splitting. That's how simple it is. In reality, there are 6 billion people on the planet. We will have 6 billion splittings of Earths, okay? Everybody's going to do it in their own way. The other thing, what it just told me, is she's like...
What was the question?
I remember what the question was. Maybe it'll come in the answer.
Okay.
But it was about the... Okay, with... You said that you said something about the Earth being created over here. They don't really know how it's. It had to do with the how.
Okay.
But it's all about, you know, we think it's this and then we change. We are the change as our consciousness changes. Because I kept thinking, oh, you asked me if, you know, I didn't see it as a splitting. You said something like that. It's. We create the split by our consciousness. I always took it on as it's a raising of our consciousness. And so in that way, it's not really a splitting, but actually it's both. By us raising our consciousness, that creates the splitting, okay, by those choices. Does that make sense? Okay, but that's exactly. And that's been the confusing part because we get at odds sometimes. She has her stuff that she's getting. I'm like, but I don't see it that way. And then it, like just now, it put it all together so that both are correct. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So anyway, it's all
but
your choice.
It's complicated. It is very complicated.
Right. So it's always about your choice. And like I said, when I was talking, when they were giving that to me, and they gave it to me in a very simplistic nature, and I was like, man, that's so simple. And they said, that's how simple it is. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's very simple. But and that's why I said, well, that's off of Pollyanna to go, well, that one's not real. This is the one I want. And they're like, it's your choice. You know, which one do you choose? And that takes a little while to get in there. It's like, it's a choice. That one doesn't have to be the real one. That's the one we created to be it. So if you can create anything. Create the simple one, the nice one. And I know some people go, oh, man, she is crazy. She's Pollyanna. She's off in her own little world. But that is how simple it is.
And you create your reality every day. Everything in your life you have put there, you create it. And if you don't like your life, change it. That's how easy it is. And I know because I deal with this all the time in my work. You created this mess, you can uncreate it in your life because you put it there to learn a lesson from. You've learned the lesson, it's time to let it go and move on to the next step. So
can I do that part now?
What part? Well,
Master Creators.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
It's a good spot for it.
Because
as she said earlier, this is the most difficult planet in the universe. Actually, there's a little bit more to that. This is the most difficult universe in all the universes. And this is the most difficult planet in this universe. Okay? That's designed that way. Okay. Because this is a great game play place. Okay? Game field. Now,
it's
in order to...
This is a game anyway.
Right. In order to come here. Okay. She talks about how this planet's over here, isolated for a reason, and makes it sound like the dredge of society. Oh, my God. We're horrible things and stuff. Well... It is the most difficult, da-da-da-da-da. Only way you could get here, the only way you could gain passage to get on this planet, you had to be a master manifester. Now how do you feel? All right. You couldn't get here any other way. You were chosen, and you chose to be here because of the free will that she talked about. The free will enabled, that's the game. This is all a game. We're just saying we are super beings. Oh my God, and I feel I stood up. We have power. And it's about remembering who you are and what we are. But we came here for that very reason. Because, I mean, think of it. Okay, you have a master game player. They do all these games on the internet all the time. They're always wanting more and more challenges, more and more things. What would be more challenging coming to the most difficult place in all of the universes and setting everything up, have free will, and then forget everything, forget all the rules, forget the whole shebang, and try to, like she said, grope your way back to the light, back to where you came from. Now, is that a game?
Yeah.
That's a game only for masters. I mean, No novices. No, no way. They couldn't handle it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
they did say, one of the most important lessons for you to learn when you come to Earth is how to manipulate energy. And everything is energy. So that means by manipulating energy, you learn to create. You can have anything you want. There are no limitations unless you put them there yourself. The power of your mind is tremendous. And that's what you have to learn as we go into this new earth. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful.
Well, we're the ones creating it.
Yeah.
We absolutely have zero limitations. We are filled with infinite possibilities. In fact, we are born filled with the possibility of the infinite. That is part of every single cell that makes us who we are. And the only thing that limits us from the things that we want to create is ourselves. I love how Julia was talking about that this is a game for masters and that only the greatest manifestors can be here. So think about that. We are actually, as souls, waiting in line to get here. It's a privilege to be here, to be able to get into this game and go on this journey because our souls evolve at such a rapid rate. Because, like they said, it is not easy. And so going through this process, knowing all of these things, knowing that it is very simple, that we are the change. This change involves our own conscious evolution, and we get to create anything we desire. So why not make it simple? And why not make it fun? And all of those things that are happening in our external reality, instead of making them part of our internal world and making our world about that, we can actually ask ourselves, why is this happening for me? And what am I supposed to learn from this thing? And when we consistently do that, when we're asking ourselves, what am I supposed to learn from this? And how can I grow and evolve? How can I serve better by what I'm learning? This is the beautiful choice that we're making that allows us to enter more into this new earth vibration. This new earth vibration is one of a path of service and a path of love. And so when we consistently make these choices of love and of service to others and of service to the whole, then we are creating this new earth together and within ourselves. The beautiful thing is we all have our own choice. And at the same time, everyone's on their own path. And that is a beautiful thing because when we understand this fully and accept it, then we know that there is not a thing we can do to change anyone, not a thing we can say to change anyone's mind or to make them be different or do something different because everyone is on their own path, on their own journey. That takes a lot of pressure off of us because oftentimes we think we need to be the helpers and to go out and change and plant those seeds to people who don't want to listen. And actually all we need to do is sit back and show the way. And those seeds can be planted. Of course they can, because those seeds are so helpful for those who are in the middle there on that teetering place where I just don't know what to decide, right? I can't make a choice when I'm there in the middle. And so when we place those breadcrumbs out and just leave them and allow them to be either picked up or left and allow the people to do whatever they decide with them, then we are truly helping.
I love you all so much. I think I'm going to leave you all with that.
And the reminder is that you can have anything you want. There are no limitations. Infinite possibilities abound.
I'm going to leave you with this song for today by Geometry called Frequency Shift. Until next time, I love you all.
frequency.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.